This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Delhi BJP MPs, MLAs and other leaders in the national capital. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the meeting, they had extensive discussions on ways to improve the quality of life for the people of Delhi. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta was also present on the occasion. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Kodarma Barkakana doubling and Bellari Chikjaju doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Kodarma Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
कोडरमा बरकाकाना डबलिंग 133 किलोमीटर्स ये प्रोजेक्ट 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस प्रोजेक्ट है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में शॉर्टेस्ट लाइन है इसको डबल करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में मूवमेंट काफी स्मूथ हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी कनेक्टिविटी इससे मिलेगी 938 विलेजेस कवर होते हैं और 15 लाख पॉपुलेशन को इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है 17 मेजर ब्रिजेस हैं 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar spoke at the German Marshall Fund Brussels Forum 2025, where he highlighted the importance of India's relationship with the European Union. Dr. Jayashankar stated that India gives pretty high priority to its relations with the EU, highlighting the growing interest in Europe over the past decade. He has expressed optimism about the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA, saying that the discussions have been positive and that the agreement is within sight of being finalized by the end of the year. India and Sweden have discussed strengthening collaboration across sectors including clean energy, digital technology, climate, healthcare and life sciences, as well as skill development. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal held a meeting with Benjamin Dauza, Minister for International Development Cooperation and Foreign Trade, and Håkan Jevrell, State Secretary for Foreign Trade Sweden in Stockholm. Mr. Goyal said he invited greater Swedish participation in India's growing infrastructure and manufacturing sectors. The minister also addressed the India-Sweden Business Leaders Roundtable lunch and said it has emerged as a cornerstone platform for bringing together business leaders from both nations to foster collaboration in trade, innovation and investment. India's first ever International Fisheries Technology Exhibition, IFT Expo 2025, is set to open in Mumbai today. The two-day event will be inaugurated by Maharashtra's Port Development Minister Nitesh Narayan Rane with Sagar Mehra, Joint Secretary in the Department of Fisheries, Government of India, as the chief guest. The expo comes at a crucial time, with the fisheries sector receiving a record 2,703 crore allocation in the Union Budget 2025-26. Major infrastructure and sustainability reforms, along with new export policies, are reshaping India's fisheries into a true sunrise sector of the economy. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address the valedictory ceremony of the 127th Induction Training Program at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie today. The 127th Induction Training Program at the Mussoorie-based academy is specifically designed for officers promoted from state civil services to the Indian Administrative Service. A total of 97 officers promoted from the services of 19 states are participating in this program, including 73 male officers and 24 female officers. A documentary titled Ayurveda, the Double Helix of Life was premiered in New Delhi yesterday, highlighting Ayurveda's potential to transform global health care. Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, inaugurated the screening. Speaking at the event, the minister said it is not just a film but a movement to create awareness about the uses of Ayurveda, as India has always emphasized on using Ayurveda. The 90-minute film showcased Ayurveda's holistic approach to managing chronic diseases backed by research and evidence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.